Pat Gillespie from the Gillespie Group. Pat, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Where are you this morning?
I am actually on my way to see your buddy, Bob Every.
Ah.
Every Wednesday morning, he puts about four of us through a Rocky Balboa boxing workout, so we get our adrenaline flowing for the day.
So we better not take you on out in a dark alley anywhere.
I don't know. My shoulders hurt for 3 days after one workout with Bob.
Hey, let's talk about a new project that you are working on. The topic came up at the most recent Lansing City Council meeting, the old silver dollar, where a lot of people broke bread and killed some brain cells over the years. Talk about that new project.
Well, it's going to be a four-story building and about 52 housing units. And it's got a bank that's going to go on the first floor. It's a tough site. It's in a floodplain. It's a brownfield. It's fairly small. It's only about an acre and a quarter. So we're going to fit a lot of stuff on that site. But it's really going to look cool. We're going to put it up high enough where you'll be able to see it from 127. So that whole avenue right now between Sears and the two closed down car dealerships and the Red Cedar Golf Course being closed is kind of dormant. Kind of hoping that this starts, a spark, something going up and down that avenue.
What bank is going in?
We can't say yet, but we'll be able to say in about 60 days. They've signed a letter of intent, and they're ready to go, but we have to wait until the lease is finally done.
Why did you choose that parcel of land?
It was available. There really wasn't a lot of other stuff for sale that an owner was reasonable to sell it. Had the building torn down. The land, we actually bought it from the land bank about a year and a half ago. So they're very interested in seeing it put back in the tax rolls and producing income for the city and the county.
Pat, it's interesting that that's a brownfield because for the longest time it was a nightclub and bar.
A brownfield can mean dilapidated, functionally obsolete, old foundations in the ground, stuff like that. So I would not call it an environmentally contaminated brownfield, but more of it's got stuff you got to deal with, old buildings you got to deal with that are left underneath the ground a little bit.
Pat, what's interesting about that site also, as you mentioned, it could be the start of a lot of big things. As you know, East Lansing and Lansing are working their way through the process to use some of that land at the old golf course. I keep wondering if someone's going to snap up those former car dealerships as well as that big Sears building. Or that building, next to Sears.
Yes, the car dealership. Well, they're working with other folks. We've talked to them. I know that it's not from lack of trying. They've been out marketing, trying to find some people that want to use. They just don't want to put another car dealership in there or use car lot. To their credit, they've really been pretty selective about wanting to do something of a major scale. With the Red Cedar RFP coming out, I think this month, from what I understand, that could really spur a lot of stuff. And we're in discussions with Sears trying to figure out a way for them to reboot and have a new type of brand and image there. Slowly, but it's starting to take hold a little bit.
Pat, what do you say to people who wonder why you need tax incentives from brownfields when you're the one that's going to gather the benefits from these new properties? Why should taxpayers have to help you do that?
Well, like for example, the City Market site there, it's heavily contaminated. There's foundations and buildings and all kinds of chemicals that are in the ground there that need to be cleaned up. And if you spend $2 million doing that, that really means you don't have $2 million to build the project. So that money it's not any gravy. It's not an extra return. It just in hope pays you back for the extra money you have into cleaning up a brownfield site and to making an urban lighted site usable again. So it's really, it just makes it that site on an even playing field with a site like out in the suburbs that has no issues, no problems, and you don't have to deal with that stuff.
Do you expect some pushback from folks because this brownfield is not an environmental brownfield?
I'm not asking for a brownfield TIF from the City of Lansing on this. It's classified as a brownfield, but I'm not going to ask for one.
All right, Pat, what else are you working on? I know that you have several projects underway and about to start to catch us up to date.
Well, that one, we're hoping the Silver Dollar can start in November after we get through all the DEQ. We're hoping that the City Market site, we can start the first 80 housing units. They're also hoping for a September start there. So there should be a couple things going on, Lansing, and we have a pretty good-sized project, mixed-use project in Midland, Michigan, right next to their minor league baseball stadium. About 250,000 square feet of office and retail and bar restaurants, kind of like a new entertainment district right downtown Midland. So all of those are going to start in 2012, so we got a lot to do here between now and January.
Hey, Pat, what's your take on the casino in downtown Lansing? Do you think that's a good idea?
I do. I'm kind of jaded because it has to do, it's next to a lot of my land, and they're going to utilize some of our site for the parking deck and other stuff. But I think it's, I really do. I think it's, I don't know if there's another thing that could come that would have that kind of economic impact that quickly.
Do you think it'll hurt the city market business?
I don't, you know what, I think it will probably have an impact if it's not planned for properly, but they are trying to take some provisions that I've seen to make sure that it actually flourishes and is a place where people, you know, can still have access to and still want to go there. So I think, you know, done right, it could work well, but if they don't do it right, it really could, it could hurt it. So, but they are paying attention to it. I know that.
All right. Pat Gillespie, of course, is with the Gillespie Group. Pat, we appreciate your time. Get a great workout in.
I will. Thanks, Tony.